You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
She covers the Utes for KSLSports.com. She does terrific work. She's our friend Michelle Botkin. What's going on, Michelle?
Oh, you know, just getting prepared for a crazy, crazy weekend for the Utes.
Before we get to the Utes, do you find it as hilarious as I do that Oregon State and Washington State get all of the units that the Pac-12 earns this year? So every game that Oregon wins or Colorado wins or whatever, all that dough is going to Oregon State and Washington State?
It is kind of funny and it's kind of sad. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, just because of how everything played out and where that left Oregon State and Washington State, you know, good for them. Like, they deserve to get something out of this. Everyone else kind of, you know, found a way to benefit and it be okay, at least for a year or two. We'll see, you know, what ultimately ends up happening with this whole thing. I don't think we're done by a long shot, but, you know, they're the ones that got left in a precarious situation. So, you know what, if they reap the benefits of others' hard work, you know, I think that's probably more than fair considering just where they got left.
So, let's start with Utah Men. Sorry, Michelle. Let's start with Utah Men before we get to the women. Hosting Iowa coming up on Sunday, coming off of a win in the opening round. Do you expect excitement around this NIT run to build if they keep winning games?
I kind of suspect it probably will. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, this is a really great opportunity. Utah potentially could play three games at home. Obviously, they get to play two. We'll see what happens after this next round, but there could be a third game at the Huntsman Center, and I don't think it can be stated enough just what Brandon Carlson has meant for that program. Between all the records he set, between the loyalty, and just some of the excitement he brings to the court, this is just a really great opportunity, I think, for Utah fans to enjoy him for just a little bit longer at home, where they can see him and cheer him on. So I hope people will show up more. I know Tuesday was a little bit hard. 9 o'clock on a Tuesday is just woof. Like, nobody wants to do that. Everybody has school and work and some of that kind of stuff. So I don't really blame anyone for not showing up to that one, but hopefully they'll be here for the Sunday game. I think it's a little bit of a more intriguing matchup and you know, just a better time to have a game.
So, Michelle, I want to broaden it out about Utah basketball for a second here, because it seems pretty amazing to me that their last tournament win was when Jakob Poeltl was playing, because he's now been, what, a salty NBA vet?
Right.
I mean, he's
on his third contract,
not even like a young player anymore. Who was the big they played against for Duke? Was it Jahlil Okafor that they lost to in the Sweet 16, right? And he's not even in the league anymore,
right?
You know? I mean, it was a long time ago. And, you know, you followed Utah sports you've covered them for a long time, but followed them for even longer. You know, this was such a great basketball program, you know, for a really extended period of time. What are the factors, in your opinion, that have led to the lack of success over now what's been a pretty long time?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just been some bad coaching hires. And I think basketball is a game, and by no means, like, I didn't really grow up in a basketball house, so I'm just kind of learning a lot of this as we go. But the way I kind of see it, the way I look at it, you know, from conversations I've had and some of that kind of stuff. I think basketball has just really, really drastically changed. You know, you have guys that can bounce after a year and go to the NBA. You have now guys that can also transfer anywhere they want to, or as many times as they want to, if they're not satisfied with the situation there. So, you know, I think this Utah program for a long, long time hung its hat on, you know, we are a great institution. We make all these runs in the NCAA tournament. And at some point it switched, but Utah didn't switch. Kids and players, they don't care about that anymore. They don't care about the history. They don't care about the pride. They care about, you know, what they're going to get for it and how quickly they can get it. And I think that's also been a bit of a problem. But I think you've had coaches that have kind of kept trying to, you know, push or sell, you know, this great history. And I don't think that matters anymore. So it's not something that's really going to reel in anybody. So I think the mindset has to change. I think Craig Smith is kind of getting it. But it also takes a lot of cooperation from a lot of different people, right? It's not just Craig Smith that has to, you know, make these sales pitches. It's, you know, boosters have to be willing to cough up the coin for the time being. That's, you know, how that's set up. And I know that it's sometimes hard to part with money when you feel like you're investing in a product that's inferior. So there's a little bit of a double-edged sword there as well, I think. But I'm not as pessimistic as a lot of people. I think I'm seeing, you know, some progress and some steps in the right direction. And maybe, hopefully, a healthy marriage of the concept of, you know, building a good culture and hanging your hat on the history. Because I do think that's still important. But I just don't think that's the biggest selling point to these kids. And so I think now the move is just kind of adjusting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And getting the money aspect and what you get out of being here aspect in line. And as soon as they do that, I think you'll start seeing this program take off a little bit more. Like I said, I think we're seeing signs of it. I think this NIT run is a big, big deal for this program. But, you know, there is more work to be done.
Does Utah women opening on the road in Spokane as opposed to hosting their opening round games significantly change how far you think they can go in this tournament, considering they might end up facing Gonzaga in what would be a home game for the Zags in the second round?
Yeah. I mean, it certainly makes it more difficult, right? And I was actually just re-listening to an interview that Lynn Roberts did after they found out where they were going. And she talked about how the basketball culture up there in Spokane at Gonzaga is really good. And so, you know, they expect great crowds and people being really excited and invested in the fact that not only they're there, but the other three teams, including the home team Gonzaga, are there. So, you know, I think that makes it a little more difficult when, you know, the crowd is not with you per se, but you know, this is a pretty battle tested team. They have four top 10 wins on the season, and they kind of did it without some of their key players. So I think that speaks a lot to their ability to get this done. And you know, the Pac-12 is a crazy conference when it comes to women's basketball. Obviously we talk about it a little bit differently in regard to the men's game, but women's basketball is kind of where it's at there. So I think they're prepared. I think they're ready. I think they can probably get back to the Sweet 16. I don't know if they can make it further like they kind of wanted to. I think not having Gianna and Izzy is probably going to put some limits on exactly how far they can go. But I think they can make a pretty good run. And I think, you know, matching what they did last year would be a fantastic goal for this team.
How's their health going into it, Michelle? Because that's obviously been an issue all year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm still not expecting Izzy. Izzy's situation is a little bit odd. And so it's just kind of one of those things. She could be ready to go. She could not be ready to go. I'm expecting her not to be ready to go. Obviously, no Gianna. Hers was season ending, so she's not going to be available. Let's see, when was that? That was the Washington game, the final home game for Utah, the season closer against Washington. Deja Young, I believe, hurt her shoulder. And as we saw in the Pac-12 tournament, she was a little bit limited as to her minutes. I expect her to be in a little bit better shape. But then you look at Inez Vieira that got the crap absolutely beaten out of her against UCLA. So I think, you know, I mean, she continued to play despite having two stoppages to kind of peel her off the court twice. But I think she'll be ready to go. And then, you know, you have someone like Jenna Johnson that had three sets of stitches within like a 2-week span. You know, she's going to be playing as well. So I think everyone that's actually available to them will play. And hopefully, you know, this little bit of a break allows them to just go into it a little bit healthier.
Michelle, thank you very much, as always, for jumping on with us. We always look forward to it. Enjoy, if you can, your busy weekend, but also try and take in a little tourney.
Well, I mean, I will be up in Spokane with the women and keeping tabs on Utah gymnastics, and then most likely keeping tabs of the men from afar. So it's going to be a busy weekend, but it should be fun.
Thanks, Michelle. You're the best.
Have fun, Michelle. Thank you.
All right, that's the one and only Michelle Bodkin, covers the Utes for KSLSports.com. And yes, she's got a lot, randomly, a lot going on right now.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.